in the limelight.
U.S. taxpayers who want to see their tax dollars at work should look no further than the Gaza Strip. The besieged enclave where 2 million Palestinians live in what former conservative British Prime Minister David Cameron described as open-air prison. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written jointly by Amy Goodman and Dennis Moynihan, authors. This article is published under the heading Joe Biden's Hit and Run on Palestinian People. Stay tuned for the details, please. U.S. taxpayers who want to see their tax dollars at work should look no further than the Gaza Strip, the besieged enclave where 2 million Palestinians live in what former conservative British Prime Minister David Cameron described as an open-air prison. The Zionist regime has launched another of its horrific periodic bombing campaigns against embattled Gazans, leaving hundreds dead, including scores of children. At least 17 hospitals and clinics have been damaged, including Gaza's only COVID-19 testing facility. Clean water has been cut to hundreds of thousands. The schools have been destroyed, and a major high-rise building hosting media organizations, including Al Jazeera and the Associated Press, was leveled. The United States enables all this by providing the Israeli regime with billions of dollars in aid annually and unparalleled access to sophisticated weaponry. Jewish Voice for Peace, a grassroots human rights group, asked of American Jews in a recent press release, "Do we accede to a future rooted in denial and continue to allow apartheid, ethnic cleansing, and massacre in our names? Or do we engage with land truth and bring our whole selves to the struggle of teshuva, of repair for these harms?" The Israeli regime has long enjoyed vigorous bipartisan support in the U.S. Now, with a new, more diverse generation of elected representatives, popular resistance to the Zionist regime's occupation of Palestine is finding a voice in Washington. "I am the only Palestinian-American member of Congress now, and my mere existence has disrupted the status quo," Congress member Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Detroit, said during an emotional address on the floor of the House of Representatives. She added, "I am a reminder to colleagues that Palestinians do indeed exist, that we are human, that we are allowed to dream. We are mothers, daughters, granddaughters. We are justice seekers and are unapologetically about our fight against oppressions of all forms." Tlaib was speaking on Eid al-Fitr, the celebration that follows the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, and just 2 days before the Palestinian commemoration of Nakba Day. The Nakba, or in English, the catastrophe, was the violent expulsion of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians that accelerated following the May 15, 1948, founding of the fake regime of Israel. Since then, the Israeli regime has systematically expanded its illegal military occupation of Palestinian land, killed thousands of innocent Palestinians, and imprisoned tens of thousands more without charge. None of this could have been accomplished without the robust support and approval of the U.S. regime. In the past, Rashida Tlaib might have been a lone voice. Now, she has a groundswell of support. Democratic Congress members Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and Mark Pocan of Wisconsin joined Tlaib in offering a joint resolution to Congress, opposing the pending $735 million sale to the Zionist regime of so-called smart bombs, the Joint Direct Attack Munitions, or JDAMs, manufactured by Boeing. Senator Bernie Sanders is introducing a similar resolution in the Senate. Thousands of people have been rallying across the U.S. in support of Palestinians. NPR reported that an aide to Tlaib summarized Tlaib's comments to Biden as, "Palestinian human rights are not a bargaining chip and must be protected, not negotiated. The U.S. cannot continue to give the right-wing Netanyahu billions each year to commit crimes against Palestinians. Atrocities like bombing schools cannot be tolerated, much less conducted with U.S.-supplied weapons." Biden praised Tlaib in his speech at the Ford plant, adding, "I pray that your grandma and family are well." Palestinian grandmothers living under Zionist regime occupation don't need Biden's prayers. They need his intervention and stop supporting the Zionist regime. As Biden was about to test drive an electric truck, he had this exchange with a reporter. "Mr. President, can I ask you a quick question on Israel before you drive away, since it's so important?" Biden replied, "No, you can't. Not unless you get in front of the car as I step on it. I'm only teasing." He then tore off, reportedly hitting 80 meters per hour. For the millions of Palestinians living under Israeli regime occupation, it is as if they are hit daily by a truck driven by the American government. Israeli regime's latest deadly assault has driven more people around the world into active solidarity with the Palestinian people in the resistance, rejecting what the late great Palestinian scholar and activist Edward Said described as the gregarious tolerance for the way things are.